Hello, good evening. My name is Joe. May I speak with Angelita?
What's this in regarding?
Hey, Miss, right now we are doing a survey for the people of Fresno County about the upcoming election for senator. Can you kindly share your opinion?
She's under the weather, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about you? Are you over 18?
Yeah.
I'll be brief. I'll be brief. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it. Now, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
50-50.
Okay. What about in presidential primary elections? Some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote, probably, or 50-50, or don't think you'll vote?
Almost certain.
Okay. Now, ma'am, just to make sure that we're speaking to someone, because you sound kind of young, over 18, in what year were you born?
Yes.
Okay. Moving forward.
Moving
forward so I can get
okay,
you back to your
yeah.
Okay. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Not fully.
Okay. Now, and do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
White.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, generally speaking, Miss, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track? Generally speaking.
I guess right direction. I haven't thought about it really in a judgmental sense. I'm just kind of hoping for better times.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Miss, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. The water policy, inflation and cost of living, parental rights in education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, public safety and in crime, homelessness, housing affordability, jobs and wages, or other.
Which one out of those?
Yeah, out of all these that I mentioned, which has most your concern that you think that these the next county supervisor should concentrate on?
What was the third one?
Parental rights in education.
And what was the one after that?
Public infrastructure like roads and bridges. Do you want me to repeat them? I'll be more than that. Okay.
Yeah.
Water policy, inflation, and cost of living, parental rights in education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, public safety and crime, homelessness, housing affordability, jobs and wages, or other.
Housing affordability.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one of as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Now, if you've never heard of them or have no opinion, let me know, please.
Okay.
Steve Brandel.
You know what? I think I should pass on all these because I'm not up on that because I take care of, you know, my loved ones and stuff. And so I'm not up on the names of the figures. I barely know who's mayor.
Okay, I understand, but... That's what this is about. So you could be up to date. Now, if you never heard of him, just tell me I've never heard of him. Okay? Steve Brandel.
I don't know. Heard of, but I don't know.
Okay. What about Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
So what is your opinion? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Very?
Yes.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Prefer not to comment.
Okay. What about Gary Bredfeld?
I don't know enough.
Paul Diktos?
Don't know enough.
Okay, moving forward. Now, thinking about the March primary election, Miss, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Dion Berlas, Gary Bretzel, businessman City Council member Paul Diktos, or Steve Brandel, for whom would you vote for?
I don't know. I haven't read up on it, like I said.
Okay, well, fine. But let's move forward. Now, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Bryce Herrera, Dion Berlas, Gary Bretzel, businessman, and City Council member Paul Diktos, and County Assessor, Recorder, or Steve Brandel, County Supervisor, and businessman. County Supervisor.
I don't know. Then I'm going to have to check, you know.
Yeah. Let's move forward. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandel as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think he's doing good just because I live here and I'm a citizen, you know, Fresno County.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bretzel as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Must be good. I'm not up on that.
Okay. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions. I'm almost done. Descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. Now, I'm going to read you. Tell me if you would be more likely to vote for a person like that or less likely. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you be much more likely to vote for someone like that, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
Well, there's some old housing, you know, there's old and new housing, so I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
No.
What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
Depends on who else is running. If there's nobody else running, then that would be okay.
Okay. So would you be much more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely to vote for someone who is 80 years old?
Somewhat likely.
What about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Sure.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Is there just likely on there?
Yeah. No, okay. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or
somewhat
much
more
less
likely.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
What? 2 days a week pickup?
No, listen. It says a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee, the fee for Fresno students, residents, I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to pay more.
Okay, so would you be much less likely, somewhat less likely, or someone more likely, or much more likely to vote for someone who did that?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Now, a candidate who is a Democrat.
Yeah.
Would you vote much likely or less likely, or it doesn't affect you at all?
This has my party, right? This call knows my party?
No, ma'am. I don't even know your name, ma'am. I don't.
Well, my name is Kristen.
Okay, well, good evening, Ms. Kristen. See, this is an automatic dialer. It just picks numbers at like a lottery, and whoever answers, we just get their opinion. But some of them live in Fresno, though.
Well, where is it called? They don't all live in Fresno.
No. We are only doing Fresno residents. That's all.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
I didn't know if there was always pornographic materials in the library. If there wasn't before, like, you know, like, say, from early days, you know, like maybe 10, 15, 20 years back, if they were never available before, then make it that way. And if they always were some, then leave it that way. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. What about this, a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
A public what?
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly and fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
I can't answer that because okay. I don't have, yeah.
Okay, moving forward, one more time. Now, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. For each one, tell me if there's a no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. Okay? And Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing this information, would you be, did you have a good chance, a fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for?
Well, how many people are running for that? Is that like a list of like maybe four people?
Three.
Three people, and yeah. I don't know who else is running, so like I said, because I'm not
okay.
on the politics thing
okay.
right now.
Now, Steve Brandel currently serves right now as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandel has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandel is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Having heard this, does he have no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for someone like that?
Fair chance.
Okay. And Gary Breffel currently serves at the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and businesses shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, now protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Breffel will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this, does he have a good chance, a fair chance, small chance, or no chance at all?
Fair chance.
Okay. And now, after hearing more information, Ms., if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Dion Burdas, Gary Breffel, or Paul Dictos, or Steve Brandel, for whom would you vote?
I have to read it on, that
okay.
thing they send around. I don't know,
okay.
because I just get like, when it comes time to vote, they send out some stuff on the candidates.
Okay, now. Okay, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean to? Bryce Harrell, Dion Burdasser, Gary Breffel, Paul Dictos, or Steve
Brandel? I don't know
anything
about any of them. I've heard their names before, but...
Okay, now, this is just for statistical purposes. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, Miss, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Spin out?
Do you consider yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Oh, something else.
Other.
Republican. I don't know what I am right now, but I am a Republican. So
okay.
I don't know what tendencies I have, but I know what party I'm with.
Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I don't know. Not very strong.
Okay. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I don't know because I don't know anymore what liberal means. I have no clue,
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking this, Kristen, you say Kristen was your name, Chris?
It's Kristen. Kristen.
Kristen. Kristen. How old are you? You sound like about 19, 20 years old.
I'm in my 50s. I won't give it exactly, but I'm in my 50s.
I thought you were like 19, 20 years old.
No,
I have
that kind of voice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Ms. Kristen, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm just a 1 year of JC college, junior college.
Okay. So, some college, including community college. Now, and do you currently own your own home or rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I live with family.
Okay. Now, Miss Kristen, I do want to thank you for taking your time and conversate with me and sharing your opinion with. And thank you, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Okay.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.